It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. March 27th, 1850, San Jose, California became the temporary capital of California as it gained statehood in the United States. Although it didn't stay the state's capital, it did become the capital of Silicon Valley. 1884, the first successful long-distance telephone conversation between Bell and Watson occurred. The conversation happened between Boston and New York by a wire that stayed up and running for about 90 minutes. 1961, the first mobile computer center, the UNIVAC Solid State 90 computer, loaded into a motor van, was used at the Douglas Aircraft Corporation in Charlotte, North Carolina. The mobile center was created by Remington Rand UNIVAC, a division of Sperry Rand. 1976, Bill Gates gives the opening address at the first annual World Altair Computer Convention in New Mexico. 1982, Pac-Man Fever, Jerry Bruckner and Gary Garcia album Pac-Man Fever peaks at the number 9 position at the pop singles chart. 1992, Microsoft released version 4.0 of Microsoft Excel for Windows in the United States, $495. 1995, Intel released the 120 megahertz version of the Pentium processor. 1996, 23-year-old Harvard graduate Tony Hsieh and Sanjay Madden found Link Exchange, a popular internet advertising cooperative. In November of 1998, Link Exchange would be acquired by Microsoft for $265 million. 1997, Gateway 2000 announced that the company had made an offer to acquire the assets of Amiga Technologies, a pioneer in multimedia solutions and operating system technologies, including all patents, trademarks, and trade names. 1998, the FDA approves Viagra, the first pill for erectile dysfunction. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. You know you want a drone. You're a techie kind of person. You like to have fun outdoors, and it is getting warmer now. It's kind of like when you were a kid and you got that first RC car, except this one flies. Connect the camera and record around your house. You can go to your park and put together some great videos of your kids playing ball, flying kites, and more. You can even get the ball or the kite's perspective. If you go over to geekazine.com/DJI, geekazine.com/DJI, you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom 2. It's the one that I have and use all around Madison here. Then go out to the park and have yourself some fun. Geeky fun with DJI Technologies and the Phantom 2 drone. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. 2000, 3DFX Interactive announced plans to acquire the privately held Gigapixel Corporation, which specialized in the design, development, and licensing of 3D core technologies for $186 million. And Electronic Arts and Nintendo and Sega Enterprises file a lawsuit against the United States District Court against Yahoo, alleging that Yahoo knowingly hosts and profits from online auctions of illegally pirated video games. 2003, Microsoft reduced the number of messages people used in its free Hotmail webmail service. They could send daily from 500 to 100 in an attempt to discourage spammers from using Hotmail accounts to send unwanted messages. 2007, Adobe released Adobe Contribute CS3 for the Mac OS X and Windows, and they released the HTML editor Adobe Dreamweaver CS3 for the Mac OS X and Windows as well. 2008, TorrentSpy, a popular BitTorrent site, shuts its doors. 2009, Chicago Tribune reported that the current downturn of the economy has forced some to downgrade to dial-up or ditch service altogether for a library connection. And in 2014, photo app Instagram surpassed Twitter use on smartphones. 35 million use Instagram at least once a month. And Microsoft launches Office for iPad and would be available via subscription.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.